The Savannah Bananas, with their colorful uniforms, dance routines, and acrobatic antics, including a player batting and pitching on stilts, have become one of the entertainment world's hottest tickets this summer. Playing a game that loosely resembles baseball, they've sold out at every ballpark on their barnstorming tour. They've drawn so much attention around the country that 60 Minutes featured them on one of its recent programs.
It's not baseball, or is it baseball?
Obviously, it started from the idea of baseball, but now let's just turn it up a little bit.
More recently, a New York Times column claimed that Major League Baseball could learn how to attract more customers by watching Banana Ball. As popular as the Savannah Bananas have become, they are not the first baseball team to put on a show. In 1903, an Ohio farmer named Benjamin Purcell claimed that a dove had come to him in a dream and proclaimed him the sixth son of the house of David. He formed a colony of disciples at Benton Harbor, Michigan, and ran it under strict rules. No sex, no smoking, no drinking, and no shaving. They did, however, play baseball. When the colony became a tourist attraction, mainly because of its members' long beards, its baseball team went on barnstorming tours to raise money. The House of David team became so popular that major leaguers, including Grover Cleveland Alexander and Babe Ruth, occasionally played while wearing fake beards. Beside the long beards, the team dazzled fans with their brilliant ball handling, especially its pregame pepper ball, where a batter stands a few feet away from fielders and peppers the ball at them. Negro League players, to make extra money, also went barnstorming, playing hundreds of games in towns around the country. To attract attention, they would often parade, New Orleans style, with their elaborate outfits when they entered a community, then amazed the local crowds with their skill and routines. The fan favorite routine was called Shadow Ball, described by Ken Burns in his Baseball and Illustrated History as a game of pantomime, players hurling an invisible ball around the infield so fast, hitting and fielding fly balls so convincingly, making close plays at first, and diving catches so dramatically that fans could not believe it was not real. While Major League Baseball has mostly avoided the antics popularized by barnstorming teams, there was a maverick owner whose showmanship not only entertained fans, but led him to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Often described as baseball's Barnum, Bill Veeck was the owner of three Major League teams, but his most outrageous moments came when he was owner of the St. Louis Browns in the early 1950s. He loved door prizes and game promotions, and once gave away cans with the labels removed so that fans in the ballpark wouldn't know if they were getting soup or sardines. His most outlandish promotion with the Browns was using a 3-foot, 7-inch player named Eddie Guidel as a pinch hitter. When he was owner of the White Sox in 1970, Veeck held an anti-disco night between games of a doubleheader. The plan to blow up a box of disco records, however, backfired when fans threw records from the stands, then rushed onto the field and caused a riot that led to the cancellation of the second game.
Many of the fans are scattering off the field now when they fight the police. And many Sox security members are joining the police, which are now about 40 or 50, and they're slowly, now rapidly, walking out the center field where the fire is burning. The fans are now streaming off the field in great numbers, and I doubt if very few will be left to confront the police as they come in helmets and nightstick gear.
The difference between the Savannah Bananas and their predecessors is that their predecessors perform mostly sideshows before the game, while the Savannah Bananas antics are the whole show. Fans going to their performances are watching more of a baseball circus than a baseball game. When I was a kid, the Barnum & Bailey Circus came to Pittsburgh. They performed their acrobatics, their stunts, and high wire acts, and left town. I did watch the Savannah Bananas, but I think like Barnum & Bailey, once was enough. I had much more fun watching the recent Little League World Series, where the kids and the games were great, and no one played on stilts. This is Pete Peterson for reading baseball.